Good evening, Dominican. This is Biggie, and you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio, I am joined by my special guest, the one who's taught me all this, old school Biggie.
Hey, Dominican.
So for all you listeners who missed my last show, I had in the studio with me DJ PR, Double A, and DJ Koobs. For all those who were offended by Double A's loss of words, I'm sorry. That's all I can say, really. But on a side note, I just wanted to tell all my friends out there to keep it cool. No bullying. And if you are being bullied, there are people at the school who can help you out. And on another side note, for all those of you who wish to perform either spoken word, sing, or some other talent, you'll have the ability to on November 7th at Soul Candy. See Dr. Schreiberman for more info. But back to the recap, we also spoke about my babe of the week, who is Kourtney Kardashian. I then went into talking about Esquire's Sexiest Woman Alive, Mila Kunis. And then P.O.B. and I spoke about Chris Brown's video where he admits he's drunk. He confesses his love to his ex-girlfriend, Kourtney Tran, as well as Rihanna. And then he says that when you work with someone, it's not hard to start falling for them. I then divulged in talking a little on Apple and their year without Steve Jobs, how the CEO, Tim Cook, said that he was sorry for all the child labor that they were doing, but that they've done well actually with the release of the third generation iPad, which comes with the Retina screen, as well as the iPhone 5. So there you have it. It was a recap of my last show where I had DJs Pia, Double A, and Koobs. Alright, so there you have it, a recap. I'll be taking a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. After the commercial, we'll be talking about my babe of the week. So stay tuned.
Gangnam Style. Hey, 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 sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Oppan Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Shoot out like a geyser. Break next some people up out beside her. The woman you're hotter than the fire. I'm burning with love and I'd love to love her. said forever I'd love to love.
Too short to have regrets. behind me. Today my life begins. A whole new world is waiting. It's mine for the taking. I know I can make it. Today my life begins. I will break these chains that bind me. Happiness will find me. Leave the past behind me. Today my life begins. A whole new world is waiting. It's mine for the taking. I know I can make it. Today my life begins. Today my life begins.
Good evening and welcome back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Up next, we'll be talking about my babe of the week.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
And here's right, there is something I must confess. And I must confess that this babe of the week is, wait for it, Selma Hayek. For all those who don't know, Miss Hayek is an actress who can be seen in such movies as Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Grown Ups, and the recently released Here Comes the Boom with, well, who's in it? Let me think. Kevin James. She also has a daughter with a French winemaker. According to a study done, she's the one most people think of when the word sexy is mentioned, which is apparently 65% of the population. That's quite an interesting stat considering that she is really sexy, especially in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. For those of you who didn't hear that, that was The Man Who Showed Me It All, Old School Biggie. But anyway, there you have it. Big's Babe of the Week is Selma Hayek, which is a big bump up from last week's Babe of the Week, who was Kourtney Kardashian. Alright, so we'll take another quick commercial break. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Up next, I'll be talking about the rapper The Game's reality show, so stay tuned.
You say he's not treating you right. Late, spend the night. I'll
love you,
baby.
To be loved.
Girl, won't you try some of me? No need to look no more, because I've opened up my door.
Nothing wrong with a little one.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Sisters knocked up. If you wanna build your love up, put your hate down. Ooh, that's the only way to live. Turn the negatives to positives. It's gonna be alright by Molly said. What the dumb sh? Keep it moving, that's what time it is. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, when we get along. brothers and sisters from where we get along. Give peace to the war in the streets. Give peace to the evil that creeps. Yeah. I just ride with my hand to the sky. Live life like I'm never gonna die. See many fighting and fussing over nothing. So much destruction. Looking at puppets combusting like nothing. Now listen, it takes education to change your reputation. From bad to good to getting better. Now you're elevating. They be singing, families hanging, everybody's chilling. Not gonna stop this. Living on a feeling. Man, this is the real thing. Tell me, can you feel me? Wait till they drop this. Dancing on the ceiling. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? What you really tripping on? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters from where we get along.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. For all those of you who just missed it, I just got done talking about my babe of the week, who was Selma Hayek. And then the week before that, it was Kourtney Kardashian. Let's see who it is next week. Now on to my next topic. For those of you who don't know, the rapper The Game recently got a reality show, actually. It's being produced by VH1. And VH1 released a statement saying that they are going to be doing a reality show on rapper Game and his fiance Tiffany Cambridge, who's a fifth grade teacher. And according to allhiphop.com, the show's supposed to debut in November, and it's going to be focusing on his engagement, and it will be properly titled Marrying the Game. And note that it's not, The Game is not a reference to the hip-hop industry. It's a reference to the rapper. But previously, though, the show wasn't going to come about due to the fact that Game and Cambridge had broken up, and Game tweeting that the wedding is not going to happen after all because he said he expletive it up. But apparently they got back together, and now they're going to be featured on TV together for some reason. But for those who don't know, though, the couple share two children together, and for their show, they're going to allow cameras to be taping while their engagement's going on. And according to our press release, though, for Marrying the Game, and I'm getting all this information from allhiphop.com, the engagement becomes complicated as Tiffany juggles her own career as well as relationship with Game, and the drama that comes with being in love with a superstar gangster rapper. The press release follows by saying, for Tiffany, Jaceon's, that's The Game's first name, actions leave her in a constant struggle, wondering if she will have to compromise for the rest of her life with his demanding, lavish, and wild career as a rapper. The show is actually set to debut on VH1 November 19th at 9:30 p.m. On a separate statement, though, VH1 released a statement saying that each episode of Marrying the Game shows the difference between the most unlikely of couples and the love that ultimately brings them together and also might tear them apart. When you're marrying the game, all bets are off because it's not easy to walk down the aisle. But find out if they exchange vows on this season of Marrying the Game. And on a separate note, though, I'd just like to say happy birthday to my two seatmates out there, Kyle Wakabayashi and Eric Mandel, whose birthday is actually today. So happy birthday to the both of you. For those of you just tuning in, however, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. My next topic I'm going to be talking about is A-Rod and the woman he supposedly flirted with during one of the games. So apparently, this girl that A-Rod was flirting with was the type to have distracted him, though. And the New York Post did some research and found out who she was. Her name is, let me see if I got this correct, Kierna Tracy, something along those lines. And she is a bikini model as well as a swimwear designer from Australia. Hey, I mean, she probably has a nice accent too. But on an article released by sports.yahoo.com, they say, to recap, the dirty blonde beauty and her gal pal Kate Quinn, sorry, just getting into the tabloid spirit here, held good seats near the New York Yankees dugout for game one of the ALCS on Saturday. A-Rod's eye reportedly wandered over to her during the game, leading to a phone number inquiry in the form of a delivered baseball, and then maybe the stupidest playoff controversy New York has ever seen. And once again, this is according to sports.yahoo.com. They continue by saying, which is saying something, when a flabbergasted bystander reported the flirting to the Post. Also, the swimwear company that Tracy works for is probably enjoying the free publicity that her company is receiving right now. The Aussie, and I'm just reading it straight from sports.yahoo.com, and this article is just released today. The Aussie, however, hasn't responded publicly to her outing except for a tweet that she claims she's 27 years old and not 33 like the Post reported. So if A-Rod did score a date with her, I mean, more props to him. For those you don't know, he recently, I don't know how long ago, broke up with Cameron Diaz. And so now, I guess he's looking for someone else. But his teammate, however, Derek Jeter, used to date Minka Kelly, who now is with Chris Evans, supposedly. And there you have it. The woman that flirted with A-Rod during game one of the ALCS has been researched and found out that her name is Kierna Tracy, and she is a bikini model as well as a swimwear designer from Australia. And before that, I spoke about the game's reality show, Marrying the Game, which is going to be released in November, on November 19th to be exact, at 9:30 p.m. on VH1. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break and be back with my next topic. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu.
Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you missed that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight's the night I let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control. Cigarette smoke and now the bed's broke. So what we gonna do now? Fuck it, round two now. Work it out, then we cool down, cool down. Baby, tonight's the night I let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control.
Text me. Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot. I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm. It ain't a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week, you're my 5-course
baby
meal for real.
Whenever you feel like dancing, you don't have to. to dance alone, no. You know, you should already know. Before I could even feel, I knew you like no one else, but still I couldn't tell. Oh, girl, none of it made sense to me. Girl, none of it was real until the day I saw your face and it was clear to see.
Whenever you need it,
baby.
Whenever you feel like it's gonna be like, you better believe it.
You better believe it.
Whenever you feel like dancing, you don't have to dance alone. No,
no.
You know, you should already know.
Search their lives, hoping that they might find the chance where they can make things right. Through my desire, thank God I found the fire. Oh, for everything has led me straight to you, you.
Whenever you want it, whenever you need it,
baby.
Whenever you feel like it's gonna be like, you better believe it.
Oh, you better believe it.
Whenever you you don't have to dance alone, no. You know, you should already know.
Good evening, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Up next, I will be discussing Lance Armstrong and how today he was dropped from Nike as one of his sponsors, as well as stepping down from Livestrong and his cancer foundation. But I'll be joined by a special guest, the man who showed me it all, Old School Biggie. Old School Biggie, how's it going?
It's going. Just kicking it here with the boy.
So, for those of you who don't know, today Nike announced that they were dropping Lance Armstrong from its roster of athletes due to the doping scandal, and they released a statement that reads, "Due to the seemingly insurmountable evidence that Lance Armstrong participated in doping and misled Nike for more than a decade, it is with great sadness that we have terminated our contract with him. Nike does not condone the use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs in any manner. Nike plans to continue support of the Live Strong initiatives created to unite, inspire, and empower other people affected by cancer." So, Old School Biggie, how do you feel about Lance Armstrong being dropped by Nike?
Well, it's pretty sad, you know. He was an inspiration to a lot of people because of his seemingly impossible feats of winning all those tours. But if he cheated, you know, he deserves it. It's just hard to believe that he came clean on all those hundreds and hundreds of blood tests he took. So whatever he did, he was pretty good at it.
Do you think he borrowed other people's blood, or?
I don't know how he did it. I haven't been able to find out. I've been reading about this. I'm a cyclist myself, so I'm kind of interested in knowing what happened. And nobody knows. They can't figure out how he was able to pass all those blood tests. All they have on him is the testimony of his former teammates, and they were just as dirty as he was. So the whole team, it seems like, was doping at that time.
But according to an article on Forbes, they said that Nike's decision comes on the same day that Armstrong stepped down as chairman of Livestrong, the cancer-fighting charity he founded in 1997, after his own cancer diagnosis in 1996. Do you think he's still going to be making money now that Nike dropped him, or?
I don't know. He could probably still do his promotional, inspirational speeches, because he did come back from cancer. That thing, you know, that's no joke there. But all his sponsors are dropping him now. I just read three more dropped him: FRS, Anheuser-Busch, and one of the other ones. And they're just dropping like flies. So only time will tell what really happens with Lance.
Now, why would he be sponsored by Anheuser-Busch if he's a cyclist?
Because Anheuser-Busch has a lot of money. And you just go where the money is when you're looking for a sponsor.
Okay. Also, the Forbes magazine says that Livestrong is celebrating its 15-year anniversary this weekend with a star-studded gala that is scheduled to include Norah Jones, Sean Penn, Ben Stiller, and Robin Williams. They say that Armstrong's expected to speak. Do you think he's actually going to show his face there, or no?
He probably will, because he just stepped down as the head of the Livestrong. He's still on their board of directors, so he's still involved with Livestrong, and he'll probably show up and say something. Not what we want him to say, but he'll say something motivational to all those people.
Now, do you think his teammates that were with him during the Tour de France are just as guilty as he was, or?
Well, of course, they've all admitted in one way or another that they were doping too. Well, I shouldn't say all of them. Several of them admitted to doping, but all those blood tests came back clean. Even for them, the only thing is that it's just their testimony that they doped, but there's no evidence from the blood tests. So just go on their word.
So that's all they did, were blood tests to see if he was doping. They didn't do anything else?
Yeah, there's hundreds of blood tests done throughout the 20 plus days of the Tour de France, and none of Lance's have ever came back. Dirty Sun came back questionable, but those were thrown out because of the poor techniques that were used for drawing the blood. So, you know, that would happen to anybody who had that issue. But, you know, if the whole team's dirty, or most of the team's dirty, and some of those guys came in second and third place, so we just have to wait to see what the international group is going to do, if they're going to take Lance's titles away, because the USADA has no standing over the international titles. So we'll see if the international governing body does anything about those.
Now, according to another article about the same subject, a marketing consultant suggests that any attempt to salvage Armstrong's image with advertisers need to start with an apology and admission of some wrongdoing. Do you think he's actually going to do that, or what do you think he's going to do?
I don't know. A lot of people usually apologize after they've been caught red-handed, but he's been denying it forever, so, you know, we never know what's going to happen.
Interesting. But, so, in your experience, who else is Lance Armstrong sponsored by?
You know, he's got the, Trek Bikes was the other one that dropped him today, so that's a big sponsor right there, because they, you know, they make a Lance Armstrong model, and the helmet sponsor, Giro's, dropped him also. So who knows? You know, it looks like everybody's dropping him. Who knows what's going to happen to him?
Now, according to the Davy Brown Index, Lance Armstrong had 98% national name awareness, but among the 3,000 celebrities ranked, his appeal to consumers had fallen to number 2,064 on that list. Do you think he could fall to number 3,000 or not even be on the list anymore?
I don't think he'll fall off that list, whatever that list, you know, means, really. But his name will always be out there, good or bad. So who knows what's going to happen.
Okay, and there you have it. Lance Armstrong was just dropped by Nike during his doping scandal. Thank you, Old School Biggie, for talking about this topic. We'll be back with after a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. So stay tuned.
I can't even find a place to start. How do I choose between my head and heart? Till it ceases, I'll never know. How do you get up from an all-time low?
I just gotta
All right, welcome back, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Now I'm going to move on to my next topic, which is about Tyler Perry and on recent issue of Men's Health, which I just picked up today, actually. There's an article about him and how he lost weight to play Alex Cross, which, if I remember correctly, comes out this weekend. And I'm just going to talk about a little excerpt they had on the side about his version of a business school and the four main points he gives. The first point he gives is to use your own money. The second point he talks about is learn to sell. And he talks about like having to negotiate for stuff, having to, you know, sell yourself out there, market yourself in a way. The third is see the big picture. So don't get tied down by like the little things. Look at everything as a whole. And that could be for anything, business, life, anything really. And the fourth one is ration your assets. He says never get greedy. He furthermore states that he heard from an old man to eat a little at a time, and then you get a little, then you get in a long time. Sorry, it was kind of hard to read. But anyway, what he means is don't use everything up at once. Take little bits off one at a time so that way it can last you longer. And this is coming from Tyler Perry, the man with the billion-dollar movie ideas. For those of you who don't know, those movies are the Madea movies. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. He also has Madea's Family Reunion. The recently released Madea's Witness Protection. So there you have it. According to Tyler Perry, the four main things for you to be successful are to use your own money, learn to sell, see the big picture, as well as ration your assets. All right, you are listening to The Biggie Show. That is it for today. I just wanted to thank Old School Biggie for being on. And tune in next week for whatever topics Biggie comes up with, as well as Biggie's Babe of the Week. Oh, Old School Biggie, you want to say something?
Thank you, Biggie, for having me on the show tonight. It's awesome. You're doing an outstanding job. I'm proud of you. Keep up all the good work. All you Dominican students out there, keep your nose to the grindstone, study hard, and success will come your way.
Thank you, Old School Biggie. So there you have it. You were just listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you and good night.